Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. This is Esmeralda Leon, and I'm here with Miss Hannah Stanley.
How are you?
Jamming.
I like it.
Dirty.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, Christina Aguilera. Dirty.
Sure.
No, that song is a jam. I used to go to this place that was.
Stand by while I download it. Download it.
It was her phase when she wore the stirrups.
Oh.
Or not stirrups.
No, I know what you're talking about.
What do you call them? Pants without.
Chaps.
There you go. She wore the chaps and then the bikini bottom.
Oh, right.
And she looked real dirty. So it makes sense.
The name.
She would sing a song called Dirty.
She's about 70 pounds, by the way.
Yeah, no,
she's
real
little.
Tiny.
She's tiny girl.
She is a little lady.
I have met her.
Speaking of dirty.
Mm-hmm. There, look at there.
We
what you did.
I found an article from InsideHook.com, the 50 worst people on your morning commute.
Ugh.
Now this,
you take
this.
The L.
I do.
I used to.
So you have experience. And then you know what? This doesn't even just apply to trains.
No.
You can go cars, people walking, people just existing in your morning commute during the time that you need to get to work, standing around. My favorite, which it should be higher on this list, it's number 50, is people who talk on the train before 9 a.m. I don't understand why people talk on the train at all. Be
ever.
Quiet. Just sit there. If you're going to talk, a low talk.
Well, you're talking the L specifically, or you're talking any train?
Any train, even the Metro. I think there should be a library inside voice
that you should use. There are commuter cars on the Metro, first and last car of the train, during rush hour, quiet cars.
That's fine.
And people will tell you if you are talking too loudly.
Oh, no, I've gotten shushed.
Uh-huh.
I got shushed. I had headphones on and I took one out because the train man was coming to take the ticket. Mm-hmm. And someone went, "This is a quiet car." I literally.
Because your headphone was too loud?
Yeah, a second after, because I realized, I'm like, oh, this is probably loud. I turn it off. Someone yells that. And I'm like, all right, calm down.
Yeah.
Turned it off.
Relax. They are really aggressive about how they want their car quiet.
Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want people talking either.
My husband's not a common commuter. Like, he does it rarely.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I get a text. I just got shushed. I don't know why I'm whispering. But he texted it to me.
Because
I got
he's
just
scared
shushed.
Now.
He goes, why did I get shushed? And I said, if you look up, is there a sign that says this is a quiet car?
And it's always that, too. It's always like right there, right in front of your face.
Right in
it
front of you.
It says, don't talk.
He's like, this person just told me that, like, he was talking to one of his friends and they just happened to get on the wrong car. They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, no.
I can't.
No,
I don't
can
like,
do.
I don't like people
but
talking
I,
to me.
But I, after multiple years of commuting on the Metro, I had friends. I had friends on the train. So we talked in and out.
But you can. Just
and we could have.
So loud.
But we weren't in the quiet car.
Don't be so
we
loud
We could
about
not
it.
Be in the quiet car.
I can't deal with people who are too loud. They're yelling. It's like, why are you yelling? They're right in front of you. You don't need to yell.
Well, okay, so you said that you had had your headphones in rather loud when you pulled them out.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who have their headphones so loud that I almost get up and dance to their music.
Right, you can hear it.
Oh, so much.
Which I'm worried for their hearing.
I worry for their safety if they don't turn it down because somebody's going to hurt them.
Yeah, and you can it's like hear the bass. Like the she's like, oh my god!
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. 312-981-7200. What annoys you on your commute? Either morning or afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, either one.
Either one. But this is
could be differences.
Yeah, people who announce, excuse me, I'm getting out here. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Getting up, getting off.
I think that's okay because there's dummies who just stand
they don't
in
move.
Your way.
They don't move.
The doors are open and they're still standing in front of the door.
Excuse me.
I just shove on through.
Yeah.
I just get, oh my God. I say, excuse me, but I shove on through.
Well, then you have to, because you only have like a 90-second window to get off.
What are you doing? People are trying to get off this stupid train.
I also kind of prefer the people who get up like, okay, we've just left Addison. Like, Belmont's my next stop.
No, I do that.
Stand up.
I do that. But then I
don't
I,
go, oh, Belmont, here I go. Oh,
nice. You run.
And then you're running.
You're Indiana Jonesing it. You're
OJ Simpson
shut.
Before things went bad. Oh, you know, you're like jumping over people's luggage. That's no good.
I usually give, but when I do that, I give the people in front of me benefit of the doubt, thinking, oh, they'll move when they have to move. And or maybe they're getting off as well. Because that's happened where people are like, excuse me. And I'm like, I'm getting off here too.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Too much perfume lady. Let's just have a little conversation about that.
Ugh.
Too much perfume lady needs to go away everywhere.
Do you think they just don't smell things anymore?
Yes. And it also holds true for too much cologne guy.
Yeah. No, completely. I agree.
Here's the thing. It's not about you smelling it. It's about how many sprays. Spray, maybe two. That's it. Never
and
more.
And then a light mist.
Walk through the mist.
Yeah, don't direct.
Two sprays. Walk through the mist.
Yeah. Do a mist. Or maybe run around your apartment, home, dwelling to maybe air yourself out.
Spritz your shirt, then put it on. That's it.
Oh, that's smart.
None of the overspraying, the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch like they show in the commercials. That's only so you do it so you'll buy more because you'll run out faster.
Have you seen the ones that they walk away and it still smells like them?
Yeah. I've been in the elevator after them.
Woo.
And then I get off going, that's not me. To the person who's getting on after me. I'm like, not me. Not my cologne.
Oh.
FY your information. Backpacks. This is number 35 on this list is my number one pet peeve. People who don't take off their backpacks on crowded trains. I don't mind that they don't take them off. I mind that they're unaware of the fact that their personal space has increased twofold.
Well,
like
they
turn around like, hey, surprise. But then they smack the three people standing behind them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Because always those backpacks, 3 feet deep.
Yes.
For some reason.
Right. So you can either take them off and then you straddle it. Like you put it in between your feet. Or you sling it over your arm so you're fully aware of where it is.
What about putting it in front like a baby?
I don't care what you do, as long as you're aware of the fact that when you turn, that also turns.
Smack someone.
I have been fully shoved over by somebody's backpack before. Like they turned around to greet their friend and I was like, hey.
And they get you? Do they get you in the face?
No, because it was like chest level, but I think it caught my arm and like slammed me up against the wall.
Yeah, because it's just full of books. Lots of books. I had one woman, I was on a bus and this woman had a backpack on and she started yelling at this other woman who had her suitcase on a seat. and the bus was not full whatsoever. There was plenty of seating.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman started yelling at this woman and asking if she had paid a fare for the suitcase. And just yelling at her about how she shouldn't have it up on the thing. And she's like, what do you want me to do with it? And she's just like, there's plenty of seats. What are you arguing? She was really going in on it. Someone had to stop. Like a guy was, hey, stop bullying her.
It is the thing that you need to remember is that most of the aggression that's coming towards commuter that is getting yelled at is from other people. Like from its baggage, emotional baggage that we have dealt with as commuters. And finally, we see the suitcase and we lose it because there have been so many times where there haven't been enough seats.
Yeah. And so, I pointed out to the woman, like, well, you're wearing your backpack.
Right.
You're going to hit somebody with your backpack.
Because they have no idea. Like, if they would take their backpacks off, we could get twice as many people in here.
She was real mad. Oh, this one I hate. Number 30. Anyone playing Candy Crush with the volume on? This, I'm going to go with...
Any games.
Any YouTube... Watching videos, I yelled at some kids. They were watching some opera thing on their phone, and the whole car was quiet.
You're laughing at kids for watching
fun.
No,
I was yelling at them.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because it was this high-pitched operatic music, and I was just like, hey, turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled at another guy because he didn't have headphones on. And he was listening to music.
No,
And I yelled at him. I yelled at him. I was like, hey, turn that off. And then he gave me the finger as he left. So I'm like, get headphones.
Number 27, also heinous, is the person who stops in the stairwells for any reason. As you're exiting or even entering, you're trying to make a train, and that guy's like, oh, wait, did I remember my umbrella? And then he starts checking, but he has to stop. He can't multitask because the guys can't do that. And so then he's like feeling pockets as if he would forget where the umbrella is. And then, oh, no, he got it. He tucked it in his backpack. Now he can proceed. Thanks, Jackwad. We've now missed our train.
Yeah. And there's a big holdup.
Right.
There's just a traffic jam.
Pay attention to the 82 people.
Gosh. Stop and then move to the side. Stop and to the side.
The other one, it's incredibly similar, bottom of escalators. People will go down the escalator and then they step one step off the escalator and they stop to figure out where they're going.
They do that going up too, which is scarier.
Right. You get the whole ride. Those escalator rides are not like 5 seconds, you got 30 seconds approximately.
Yeah, you can leisurely stand on that escalator.
A step to the side. Just get off the escalator, step to the right. Off the escalator, step to the right. That's all I ask. We're living in a society, people. Come on. A little give and take. A little effort. Make it better for the common man.
That is nice. That would be nice.
Polite.
I like the seat. So the CTA started ads.
About being polite to each other?
Well, it would point out stuff, like the whole thing on the escalator.
Oh, okay, that'd be good.
Was there manspreading? I don't think there was, but there was about the escalator. Mm-hmm. You know, to the left, to the right, you stand. Left, you walk up. So there was that. There was about the backpack. I think the music.
That is a good one.
Standing in the doorway was another, and it was all very matter of fact. It was just like, get out of the way.
Hey, Jack Wads.
Don't be a dummy.
We got an issue with you. It's like the airing of the grievances.
It very much is.
I got some problems with you people.
By the way, I like number 48. I would love to know if anyone's ever seen this, the girl doing yoga.
I've not seen this.
I haven't either. I would commend them because that train sometimes can get
I always thought the Metro, because I'd be on the Metro for about an hour each way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't they have a gym car? Like they can, you know.
You can do pull-ups.
No, I mean, just not really a treadmill, but stationary bikes, right? Because you're not really going to fall off of them.
But you couldn't put that many on there.
No, you could. You ever been to SoulCycle? They jam that stuff in there.
Oh, SoulCycle could sponsor a car.
Right. And then they could do a class because you're on for an hour. And then you know.
Yeah.
You're pumping it. No, I mean, I went to SoulCycle and I was like, seriously, I'm not going to bump into these people. And you are like, your handlebars are right at the back of the seat.
Ugh.
But that's how they do it.
You know, it's another one I hate.
Tell me.
Complaining. When people don't move to move to the back of the bus.
Right. Or no, on the train. They just want to stand in the first third.
Yeah. And then when you're like, excuse me. They just look at you like,
Right.
I'm like, there's space back there. Go back there.
Please,
they just look at you like,
I know.
And then you have to go around them, and you're just like shoving your way through them. I get so angry. I get so mad.
Anybody FaceTiming? I didn't commute during FaceTiming as a thing.
I've seen people FaceTime.
I don't need to FaceTime on a commute unless I'm like, do these earrings look okay? Because I'm going to a thing, and I need you to tell me if these earrings look okay.
See, but then you just take a picture.
Okay. Right.
You know, selfie. FaceTime. See, the thing with that is Android users kind of have, and I've noticed this, Android users have a little more of a tough time with FaceTiming. Because I don't think, Android doesn't have it inherently.
No, because it's an Apple.
Yeah. But they don't have anything that's like that. Other than if you have Skype or Facebook,
right.
And that's always like, and it's weird and it stops and starts. And so you can't really do it. So everyone just throw away your iPhones.
No, your Androids. Okay.
No, because I don't want the FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You can do that. The FaceTime cart.
Like when my husband's out of town for business, we FaceTime with the kids.
Yeah, but you're not doing it on the train.
No.
That's the key there. Don't do it on the train.
No, it's very
strange. Or the bus, or wherever.
Number three, anyone who doesn't get up for old or pregnant people.
That is awful.
Absolutely true. I've lived through this. I commuted through two pregnancies. I also lived downtown. I actually lived up north when I worked downtown. when I had had foot surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I was on crutches. Nobody would get up.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Jeez.
And I'm on the bus. Come like, it's bad now. Enough I'm standing at the bus stop. And because I had to take the bus because it was really, really hard to get down the 2.5 blocks and then down 3 flights of stairs to get to the L, even though it wasn't an L, it was lower to the subway. But the red line, I would take the red line. So I would now take the bus, which took like a gazillion hours and nobody would get up.
That's insane.
So I had my arm like hooked around one of the poles, right? Clutching my crutches under, like 2 crutches under one arm, like Tiny Tim. And then I would just kind of like try to keep my foot. And then when I did get a seat, because there were people who would get up.
Yeah.
And they were, God bless them. God bless. And then, but I was so nervous because nobody would pay attention that I would, my foot was like tucked so far up into the bowels of the bus because I didn't want anybody to step on it because it was bandaged. It wasn't like cast. So it was miserable. It was really, really challenging to do that because people are just not as considerate as they could be.
I like the elderly who will yell at the people sitting in the...
Get up!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, move! These are for me. It's great. I'm like, yeah, you tell them.
Yeah.
I want to be that person when I'm old.
I know.
Just yelling at everybody.
I'm the girl going, you're pregnant. I can stand. And half the pregnant women are like, I'm good. I've been sitting all day.
Yeah, that too. I get the guys. Some guys try to be nice. I'm like, I'm fine.
Some guys don't pay any attention and they on purpose don't make any eye contact because they think then they can just claim that they didn't see. Oh, I didn't see you. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
You didn't see me standing right in front of you?
Didn't see you. Really? Did my backpack size belly not pay? Like, oh, I thought it was your backpack.
My flesh colored backpack.
That was your backpack. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Also, men. Man spreading. I hate that so much.
That's just true for, I get that. I mean, it's a good name for it because they do, they get there and I got to let everything air out. But I mean, it's the equivalent of woman with, power shopping on Michigan Avenue with the bags and the get an Uber. If you have 74 bags, get an Uber.
How are you even caring? I mean, that's quite a feat.
I don't
just
know.
Hooking them all on your arm, I guess.
It takes a lot of training.
Although I will say with the man spreading, I've seen women, and I do this too.
Spread out.
Yeah, but when someone comes into the, to sit next to me, I immediately.
You scooch. Legs, and you do the scooch over?
Yeah, legs closed. I grab my coat and make sure it's not on the seat. And like, here's your little section and here's my section.
Yeah.
Guys, I've sat down and they're still, and I'm like shoving my leg. I'll man spread too. And I'm like,
Have you been on the airplane where you fight over the armrest?
No, because I'm always window.
Okay, so you have your own built in. Yeah, I've done it. I do it with my kids because the kids have to be in the inside now, which makes sense because the luggage then does not fall on them. But
that's a smart idea.
Because, overhead baggage may have shifted during travel. So if something were to happen and bags were to fall out, then they would crush the children. So they have to put them by the windows. And so I'm never on a window anymore. And so my kids think that they're in their car seat, or it's my booster, arms on both. Mm-hmm. They're luxuriating. And I'm like, you're 6, move over. I got a thing. And then
couldn't you just flick their little arms off?
I could. And then people catch me on video and then I go viral for being a horrible mother.
Gently.
Nudge. There would be a nudge.
There you go.
But yeah, especially if we travel with my parents, my dad is always next to me. I'm in the middle. And then my dad wants the armrest because he's my dad.
Right.
And then my daughter.
He'll gently nudge you off.
Oh, there's no nudging gently. It's like it is an elbow slam to the side. By the way, I will be taking this armrest. And so I just like, okay. I just, could somebody please swaddle me because
airlines should swaddle people more.
They would be able, if they could figure out how to do that, they could get 4 people in each side row. That would be awesome.
And then they would just go around, like when the plane lands, they would just unzip you or untie you and you just you'd plop out.
Do you have any others that we haven't hit?
I would say the vomiting. Number 5, whoever vomited.
Well, I mean, I had a guy next to me puke and he reeked of alcohol.
Oh, did he get you?
No.
Oh, good.
And like the people across from me, like all of a sudden I could smell it, but I didn't even hear it. It was like he burped and puked at the same time.
Oh, no.
And then the women were like across from me. And then I looked and I was like, oh, that just happened. And so then I just moved up.
I've been in a lot of trains where I'm like,
someone at some point vomited.
Is there? And then you kind of look around and then you get up because you're like, oh, no. Am I sitting in something?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and there's, well, this isn't really a commuter thing. Well, sort of. It's if you're on the bus or the train and it's like, did someone pee on my seat or is it just cold?
Or warm, because the heater is under this seat.
Oh, no.
My little brother was came to work with me one day and we were going home to my apartment on the L and it was winter. Mm-hmm. And he makes this really, really funny face. I'm like, what's going on? He's sitting across from me and he's like, nothing. And he's looking at the woman next to him kind of like out of the corner of his eye. And he was like, I'm like, what? And he's like, no, nothing. And I'm like, oh, what? No. And we get off the L and he goes, I think the woman next to me urinated. Swear that's what he said. Oh. And I was like, Walker, the heater was on. It just made me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And so he thought because the seat got warm as he was sitting in it, that it was wet.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even.
I get the cold.
Yeah.
It's cold. And then I don't know. Same should thing. I just sit here and accept it or feel under my
but
butt?
The seats are curved. So right. Typically it wouldn't be that.
Yeah.
It would be.
Just cold.
Yeah. The one that's on here is. The person who finishes a glass bottle and then puts it on the floor and then it rolls around for 7 days. Up? No, I don't pick it up.
You just can't. I just kick it.
Yeah.
You're
a kicker.
Yeah. I'm guilty of just kicking it down the road.
Kicking it.